The Nova Scotia government approved a $15 minimum wage coming into effect on October 1, 2023, just 6 months earlier than initially scheduled. However, the Halifax Workers Action Centre say that while this is going on the right direction, it may not be enough. We're here with Lisa Cameron, the executive director at the centre. How are you, Lisa?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Lisa, can you tell us why, what you want the minimum wage to increase to? What do you think it should be for Nova Scotians?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, we have to recognize the achievement of a $15 minimum wage. I started in the labor movement with a group called Fight for 15 and Fairness back in 2017. And as a low wage worker at the time, I do remember feeling like a $15 minimum wage was a bit of a dream, but an important one. So I think for many workers and many members of the labor movement, this is a significant moment. But that being said, the cost of living has also been rising exponentially. $15 today isn't what it was back in 2017, for example. So when we look at the cost of living in Halifax, that's calculated at $23.50 per hour by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, we see that a $15 minimum wage is almost $9 less than what it basically costs to make ends meet in Halifax. So the Halifax Workers Action Centre, alongside Justice for Workers, is calling on the Nova Scotia government to enact a $20 minimum wage, as well as ensure that all future increases to the provincial minimum wage account for inflation plus 1%. And that's because we need to see all workers at least earning a living wage.
Can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
The Halifax Workers Action Centre was established in 2017. It was a joint project of Solidarity Tubuktuk Halifax, which is no longer in existence, and the Halifax, Dartmouth, and District Labor Council. We offer free legal information and support to low-wage, marginalized, and non-unionized workers in Nova Scotia who are facing some sort of employment issue. Workers call with all different kinds of questions or concerns about their workplace problem. Over 60% of our callers have been terminated or have had to leave their jobs within 2 weeks of first calling us. So when you consider the fact that many of our workers, nearly 40%, are earning less than $30,000 a year, which is nowhere near what it costs to afford your basic necessities, and are now experiencing a loss of income, a complete loss of income, we're dealing with a group, a population that is quite vulnerable and really facing the impacts of poverty. So our goal is to educate workers about their rights and to ultimately organize for positive change and push for policy improvements.
How many members are in your organization?
That's a good question. We have a membership structure, so you can donate monthly and become a member, and that would, you know, allow you to like attend our annual general meeting and participate in some of the you know, the decisions of the organization. But we have a board, and I believe there's about 8 people that are a part of that board, myself included.
How many times have you been hearing this be an issue? I guess do many people feel the same way about the $15 being minimum wage? Do many people feel that, no, it should be a $20 minimum wage?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of, in part, false information about minimum wage increases and what that ultimately means for the economy. So sometimes, you know, workers are quite nervous in a sense when the minimum wage goes up, because they've been told that as soon as their wages increase, you know, they're going to find themselves unemployed. But I think that when you look at the fact that there is no real permanent and substantial, for example, rent control legislation in the province, and food costs are rising, I don't think it's very, I think it's, you know, a pretty normal experience to feel pretty strained financially right now. So I do think that a $15 minimum wage isn't as controversial as it felt back when I started in 2017, when it felt like $15 was a really high number. But I think that it's becoming clearer and clearer every day that higher wages are needed.
So have you heard back from the government?
No, the Halifax Workers Action Centre hasn't had any contact. But I think it's a fine line of, you know, both recognizing the achievement and seeing it as somewhat of a partial victory, and that yes, it's $15 and we've asked for this for a long time, but that there's still a lot of work to be done. And so I hope that these conversations about increasing the minimum wage substantially will continue.